welcome to episode 20.
Yahoo! 20.
I know.
If I knew how to say that in a different language, I would.
20.
20.
20 for our Spanish-speaking friends. Okay, so speaking of 20, you know, so we've been doing this for 20 weeks straight.
Yeah.
And I would like to welcome our 31 new listeners.
We have 31 new listeners?
Apparently, we have 67 regular listeners now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, from the statistics from our little site. I mean, I'm sure that it varies. I mean, I've seen it gone up and down. But for a while there, we were just kicking with 36, as you know, we've kind of joked about
Welcome
on the show.
Welcome, bienvenue,
Yeah, I'm starting to see some numbers come up on some of the older episodes, which means some followers.
I think we can make it to 100. That's my goal. We're going to make it to 100, and then we're just going to get the fuck out of town.
Do what? Like, run away?
Yeah, run away. Run away! That's awesome. That's super exciting. Was that your big news? Since I haven't been checking anything?
Yeah, that was the big news for the show, anyway.
Yay!
But I also have, let's see, what have I been up to? I took the pole dancing class that I have been promising.
Shut up! Oh my God, only 8 weeks later. If you were my son, you'd be grounded.
Okay, did you know that I told you I had an injury that I could not feel my right thumb?
I know, but listen, you couldn't feel your right thumb. I thought you were talking about dirty vag.
What?
When you had your dirty, stinky vag, when you had your
okay, one, I never said it was dirty. I never said it was stinky. I said it was burning. It was burning. That's all I said.
When you had your rotted crotch, you didn't want to take the pole dance.
Never. I will not even dignify that.
So okay.
You may have a smelly, stinky vag.
Whatever. But
mine's pristine.
So your gynecologist says anyway. So what did you think? How did you like it? Even though you didn't take the pole dancing class, you took a pole dancing class. What'd you think?
I took a pole dancing class, and I guess the company that this instructor was certified through is called Flirty Girl. So I go and I went by myself.
Yeah.
And I was scared to death.
Yeah.
Scared to death that I was going to fall. First of all.
Well, they don't like hike your ass all the way up to the top of the pole on the first class. I mean, you're just swinging your ass around it.
Even just doing the spins and stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, let's just go to the fact that I read the information on the class before I went to the class, and it told which poles they use.
Do they use the Willow? What kind of poles do they use?
No, little minx.
Oh, little minx. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay, but they use their pro poles. Little minx's pro poles. So I went to Little Minx and I was kind of looking through their poles, and they have poles that you can, you know, buy for your house and all this stuff. And,
yeah.
And I saw that there was a weight variance on it of, you know, like how much weight they recommend.
How much weight do they recommend?
I'm not saying. Because I was very concerned.
Are you over the weight limit?
No, but I was close. So I was concerned that, like, the last thing that I wanted to happen was me to grab onto the pole and have that fucking thing and me go flying across the room.
Wait.
I get a concussion and everyone's laughing.
Were they using portable poles in your class?
Yeah, and I'm a robust gal, as you know. I'm curvy.
Okay, listen. Go to S Factor. Jesus Christ. Anyway,
I told you it's
so,
the city.
I know,
yeah,
but
so
you're
these are
drive
portable
your ass
poles.
Into the city. So, okay, which is bullshit. But anyway, go ahead.
So I was a little concerned. So I literally called and I was like
hi. I'm a husky, voluptuous gal.
Okay, I'm not a 12-year-old boy. I am not a husky.
You don't shop in the husky section.
I do not shop in the husky section. I'm just I am Rubenesque. I'm voluptuous and curvy.
Voluptuous Rubenesque gal. And for those of us who are curvy and sassy, I'm not going to break my neck.
And a great
right?
Walmart, I would have to buy the fat girl.
Fat girl? I shop in the fat girl Halloween section at Walmart.
Some people call it plus size, but not Walmart.
Not Walmart. Walmart is all about fat shaming women.
Okay, so I call this girl and I'm like, you know, what do I wear? And because I had seen conflicting things, because you obviously want skin on the pole.
You have to have skin. Yeah, you need to be in shorts
okay,
so you can have
but
skin.
But I also knew that I wasn't getting on the pole this class. I knew that for certain.
You did? Why?
Oh, Because I have no upper body strength. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay. I have no frame of reference, I have to tell you, because you didn't go to S Factor. I have no frame of reference. Because I can tell you with S Factor, it's not about like fancy pole tricks. It's about the movement of it. So yeah, oh my God, you don't climb, you don't actually even attempt to climb up the pole for weeks. You just do a lot of like spins and, you know.
This is a class with an that's not in session, so anyone can drop in at any time. Like, so it's, advanced people and new people and whatever. So in
Okay.
any case, remember I was just going for the class. We'll
Yeah,
get to it.
yeah, yeah. Okay. Yep.
So I asked this girl what I should wear, and she's like, wear whatever you want, and for the first class, and you'll get into it and you'll decide what is best for you. I'm like, okay. And I go, listen, about this weight bearing thing. And she started laughing. She goes, because I told her I was concerned, and she goes, "You're fine." And I, because I told her how much I weighed, she started laughing, but not in a bad way, like, "Oh my God, you're gonna break our pole." She was just like, "Yeah, you're not. You shouldn't be. Don't worry about it." So I'm like, "Okay," but still, as I'm driving there, and I'm just like, "Oh my God, I'm gonna fall."
I'm going to be the first student ever to break the pole and fall on my ass.
Have it hit me in the head, and I'm knocked unconscious, and then I have to
Yeah.
come on the show and say that I was, rushed to the hospital. So I get there, and there were three other women, the instructor, and another gal that was also a first-time person. So we stood next to each other because we didn't know what the heck we were doing, and we did warm-ups and some exercise warm-up stuff, and then some swings, some twirls around the pole and some pirouettes and some, and then there was this thing called the backward like leg hook. And that one I was just like,
Yeah.
uh-oh. Because then you have to get down on your knees and stuff. And I have not been to an organized exercise class. I mean, I go walking and stuff all the time and ride a bike and whatnot, but I haven't been to an organized like fitness class in
It's
years.
a crazy good workout because you work out a lot of different muscles that you never even thought you had. And
Yeah.
when you get more advanced, it's, you know, you really work your arms and your upper body strength. I can shimmy up a pole like nobody's business.
Yeah, well, and I'm was so anyway,
But
so
you get a lot of pole burns because your skin's on the pole. You know, you do get a lot of pole burns, and hence, remember when I was telling you about the bruises on my legs?
yeah,
It's
I've got
your
bruises on my
knees.
hips.
Yeah, you get bruises, and especially because you're on your knees, you get, you know, when you swirl and do different tricks on the pole, or when you just do the different dance moves, you're kind of crawling around a lot, and oh my God, yeah, my knees were constantly bruised.
Yeah, I need to do some yoga classes first and kind of get kind of stretched back out and all that stuff because I'm really
But
flexible, but I
When
gotta
I
get.
and when I was a beginner, I have to tell you, I mean, I didn't it wasn't until I was like had been taking for months before I even took the knee pads off, because a lot of the beginners would wear knee pads.
Yeah, well, I actually was thinking of getting knee pads
Yeah.
because
Wear knee pads.
I have a replaced ACL in my right knee. Until I get limber enough, like that's enough. Like I feel like the operation doll. You know what I'm saying? It's like I got a bad neck, I got a bad knee. I got all this stuff like bzz, bzz, so.
Rotted crotch.
Oh, go there again. It is not rotted. Everything's fine, folks at home. The whole lady part fits. Everything is good.
Very special operation game.
Right. Gurk the operation game. So I'm doing this stuff, and then at some point I was just like, it actually got really depressing.
Why?
Because
Because you couldn't do some of the stuff you wanted to do? Or you
I
were.
couldn't do any of the stuff that I really, I mean, I could do certain twirls and stuff like that. And then I'm like, why is everybody getting dizzy? And because you're spinning around 18 times. And
Yeah.
however, what was really cool is that she did a little like routine kind of thing at the end. And they turned the lights down so that you could express your feminism and kind of get all groovy with it. And I'm going to tell you what, girl, this woman, she was not petite, but she was thin. Holy crap. It was hot. It was really hot.
I
And I
told
was
you,
like,
it's super
oh
fucking
my,
hot.
it was. I thought it was really, really sexy. And I could see where it would be fun at some point. I looked at it and I go, please tell me that this gets easier. I mean, please tell me that
It
this
does.
actually becomes fun.
It
And
does.
she goes, yeah. She goes, it does. She goes, I still get winded and stuff, but I've only been doing this 4 years. And I was like, okay, then I can be inspired by that because she was amazing. I mean, amazing. Like this thing called the pencil where you flip upside down.
Yeah.
And then she was telling me the stuff that they use to tack on your skin, like in your inner thighs and on your hips or in your arms or your shoulders, wherever you're going to really be grasping the bar so that you get more grab.
Yeah.
So now it's to the end, and I'm standing there and I start to cry. The The tears started running down my face. They were just completely running down my face. And I was trying not to make an ass of myself. So I was just like keeping it kind of in. And the woman next to me is like, "So you'll be here next Thursday?" And I said, "I can't because I have our previous obligation, but I will be here the Thursday afterwards." And all of a sudden, the tears running to my face. And I said, "I am feeling so badly about myself right now, right, from doing this class and how out of shape and how I have absolutely no upper body strength." And it was just like so awful, such an awful feeling. And she looks at me and she goes, "I just completed my second bout of cervical cancer treatment." So we just looked at each other, we hugged each other, and then we started bawling. We're both like, "Oh my God, oh my God." It's like, and then she's like, "We can do this." I'm like, "Yeah, we can do this." And the instructor comes over and she's like, "You guys will be an inspiration for each other." And I look at the instructor and I go, "You think we know each other, don't you?" And she goes, "Yeah, like you came together." And I'm like, "No, we came at the same time." I go, "I met her, an hour and 15 minutes ago." And she goes, "Oh my God, you're kidding me." I'm like, "Oh no, we just met each other." And she's like, "Oh my God, that's so amazing." And so it was really nice to meet this woman. And it will, and I have another girlfriend who's actually going to go with me regularly. So I will keep you informed, but it was
It's
really,
addictive.
I thought it was sensual. I thought it was hot. I thought, because of this neck thing that I've had all summer that I didn't exercise and gain some weight back on, that's kind of what was bumming me out,
You
that I
have
was
to
so
be
out of shape.
careful, but you have to be careful. You have to be careful with yourself, because the problem with the type of class that is that because it's a smaller class and they probably don't have enough students to separate everything. S Factor's a much bigger, national organization, so they have a lot of classes, but there's a reason why they separate the people who are just starting from the more advanced classes. And one of them probably is because they don't want you to feel badly about yourself because you're comparing yourself to the gal next to you who's flipping around the pole and flipping upside down and climbing
He's
to the
been doing it for
top
like
and
2 years.
who's been doing
Yeah.
it. And when you do S Factor, they separate the groups, and when you're in a beginning class, you're in with those same kind of gals for a little while,
Yeah.
and you gradually you all learn together. So you're in a class full of other dumbasses who, because you use the shoes, you do the whole thing like fairly early on, and you're in with like other
The
people who,
shoes. You mean like the fuck pumps? Oh no, I'm doing it this barefoot.
no. I prefer barefoot now, but there was a time where I preferred the shoes, and the
I
first
can't
time
walk in
I
shoes.
went
I
with
can't
my
walk in heels
girlfriend.
like, yeah, I can't walk in heels like that normally. I'm certainly not swinging around a pole.
No, it was hilarious because I got really good at the shoes, but in the beginning, the very first class, my girlfriend and I, because I took it with my girlfriend Sherry, the one I told you about, who's like super adventurous and we do all sorts of stupid, crazy shit together. I felt like the biggest idiot because some of the gals were like walking around doing the sexy walk. We were just kind of learning to walk in the shoes. I was holding onto the wall for dear life. I seriously thought I was going to break something. I was so afraid to walk because I didn't leave the wall. I just was trying to do my awkward sexy walk while holding onto the wall as I was
What
like,
did you have, like Elton John platform shoes on? How high were
the
they?
stripper shoes, those stripper heels are like, they have probably a good 3-inch platform. So I mean, they're like 5, 6-inch heel. They're crazy. The stripper shoes are gigantic. But I felt like, how when you go to the roller rink and you roller skate for the first time and you're like you're clinging onto the side? I was kind of like that. I was clinging onto the wall and I was
That's like
just
a.
kind of like moving my way around the wall. But then I
But
got
that's like a.
better.
Wait, that's like a Laverne and Shirley
It
episode.
was a total Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
Seriously, my girlfriend Sherry and I are like modern day Laverne and Shirley. We're Laverne and Shirley go to the Korean spa. Laverne and Shirley go to, stripper class. Laverne and Shirley. So I did get better, but I have to tell you the reason why I wanted you so badly to go to S Factor. And I don't know. It sounds like you got a little taste of it with your class. The last part of the class where they turn the lights down and it was really just all about you. That's what S Factor is about. The whole class for S Factor, there's no mirrors. The whole class is done in like candlelight. The
Okay.
whole class is that way. So that thing that you des did at the end, where you were just dancing for yourself and it was darker, and the whole class is that way. There were times where there were women that I was in class with for months that I couldn't even tell you what they looked like.
I'm going to tell you,
If
this
I
girl
saw
from
them on
this
the
meeting
street, I
again,
wouldn't even know.
yeah, this girl was like, I mean, the way she was moving her hips and the, and holy, like, holy cow. And I'm like, that looks like just so much fun and so liberating and so freeing
It
and
is.
so sexual
It
and
is.
so cool.
And I have not, sadly, it's depressing for me now because I was really good at it. I'm not super bendy, so there are certain girls in class and certain instructors who could do crazy shit that I know I will never be able to do. I mean, I could be taking for years, and I'm just never. Some girls are more prone to be able to be more acrobatic. That's not me. I could do some cool stuff, but there were some things that I was like, I'm just never gonna be able to do that. But it's sad for me now because when I was living in my last place, I had the bracket for my pole. But
Right.
since we moved to the house, I keep wanting to put it up, and I still have yet to put it up, even though I have a perfect place that has like a lot of open space around it.
Okay, so now
And
I'm
now
going to
I feel
tell you.
bad. I feel bad because now I have that feeling that you have where I just feel like I'm not out of shape, but I'm definitely not in the shape I was in when I was taking that class, and I am weaker. So if I had, if I tried to work out now, since I haven't done a pole workout in over a year, I would still be able to climb up to the top of the pole and do all that stuff, but I'm not. I have to be careful because I will hurt myself because I'm
Right.
not. Because if you do, I could flip myself upside down. But if I do without being properly stretched and without working, building my way back up to it, I feel like a fucking old lady because I will tweak my back. That's the closest I ever came to feeling like what it probably feels like when people say I threw my back out,
Yeah, I was my low back is still jacked. And but
which is
still, even a
really
couple days
sad.
later, my right bicep is just torqued
It's
from
torqued,
swinging.
yeah, and you have to make sure that you do both sides
Yeah,
equally.
I did.
And you also have to be careful because you will get pole burn on your wrists, you will get pole burn on your inner thighs, you will get pole burn on the tops of your feet. You do get pole burn, which is like, kind of similar to like a rug burn, but not as bad. And because it just chafes. And your skin will get used to it, but yeah, it's
Well, it's a work in progress, so
a work in
I will let you
progress.
know when I make any advancements. How's that sound? But I did it. I did something that was way out of my comfort zone, and I can't say that it was fun immediately because I was so scared. I mean, I'm like, I don't want to hurt myself.
Yeah, and you have to
And
be careful about that. But it is, you did at least get a little taste of what I thought of what I knew you would, which is
I
being
love, but the whole thing is really,
addicted.
it is really up my alley.
I took my
It's
girlfriend
really up
from
my alley.
Texas. She's a judge, fancy. She's very legally blonde, super pretty and, blonde and dingy and a judge. But when she came to visit a couple of years ago, I took her to an intro class. You can do these pole dancing or the S Factor intro classes for like $30. You can just do a 2-hour class to see if you like it because those classes are freaking expensive. And I took her and she was terrified and didn't want to do it. And then I took her and she came out like, oh my God, that changed my life. I love it so much.
Yeah. So right now, this place that I'm going, it's a nice, I mean, I've been to the studio for other classes, and it's a really cool place to go, but it's the only game in town around this area without literally having to drive into the city or farther away. And so I'm going to give this a go for a while, and then I'll decide which way I want to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's enough about the pole dancing.
Did you make it to the Korean spa? I know you were going to try to, but did you
Yeah,
make
no,
it?
I wasn't able to. That is still, I hope, I'm in my busy, really busy season, and trying to, because it's about a 40-minute drive or so. So, and I want to spend some time there because I want to do the V steam and I want to get scrubbed. So I got to make
I
sure that I
can't
get.
wait for the V steam. Oh
So
my
it is
God.
on the agenda and I will do it as soon as I can and I will report back to you on that. But I have to tell you, we're going to shift into Ruth. We haven't talked about Ruth in a while.
Oh, Ruth. What?
There's let me so I'll start by saying it this way. So my mom has an office building that's a duplex. So it's her office on one side and another company's office on the other. And the other company, she's knows the man and whatnot and his employees because as people are coming and leaving to work, they bump into each other and whatnot. But they're two separate entrances and stuff. And there's been this guy, he's in his early 60s, kind of tall, thin. Wears hoodies a lot. He's got gray hair, a mustache, and glasses. And I've met him many, many times. I've known him for several years. He's an affable guy, kind of down on his luck. He's been really friendly to my mom and her dog. And one time he asked her if he could cut the lawn because there's just a little, I mean, it's just the front, like the sidewalk to the door. So there's maybe like 20 square feet of lawn. I mean, it's not a big deal. And she said, yeah. And she paid him to cut her grass, and he used a weed whacker because he didn't have a lawnmower.
Oh, dude, seriously? We had for, I lived in my last apartment. It's a triplex. I lived in my last triplex for almost 12 years. And they had had this guy who had been, and the people who owned it had, oh, they lived there when they were kids. They'd owned it for years and years. It had been in their family for a really long time. And they had had this guy doing their lawn for probably 20 years. I have to tell you, I think he was a couple of sandwiches shy of a picnic, but he didn't. He was so useless. He cut the lawn with a weed whacker. The whole lawn, not 20 feet of lawn, the whole lawn he cut with a weed whacker. And he didn't touch any plants. So, yes. Oh, I get it.
Oh
I
my
get it. I was
God.
so happy
Okay.
when they finally got rid of that guy.
So this is
I'd
the
never seen
guy,
anything
right?
like it. Yeah.
But
So he.
he's nice, and he's a smoker, so you'd see him if he was outside smoking, and he'd say hello, and he was nice enough and all this stuff, and so I get a phone call from my mom on Friday, and she says, "You're not ever gonna believe what happened." And I said, "What's up?" And she goes, "They caught the hooded bandit, the hooded bank bandit." And I go, "I wasn't even aware that there was a hooded bank bandit." And she goes, "Yeah, they caught him, and you'll never believe who it was." And
Oh,
I said,
Jesus, Mr. Weed Whacker.
"Yes." So he has been robbing banks since 2011.
My
Okay.
God. So he's not as dumb as it, you know.
Right. And he just like, he did one in 2011, and then he did one in 2012, and then he did a couple in 2013, and
How
then
much
a
money
couple.
had he gotten away with?
They're not, I didn't see the total tally, but let's, so here's the story. First of all, so the last bank robbery was in early September. They recognized the car, the police, it was local, like not far from my house. They recognized the car, they pulled him over. He got out, and he had what looked like a gun over like a black hoodie, like another, he like wrapped it. But really what it was a pen. A pen
So
and a hoodie.
he was robbing banks with a pen.
No, he didn't actually, he never, I don't think he just told them he was robbing the bank. I don't think he said he had a weapon kind of thing. So, but this was to the police. He had this like fake thing going on, and it was a pen. And it was a pen that he'd gotten from my mom's office.
Oh, Jesus. How do you know that?
She found, I don't know, she found that. My mom's friends with the police officers, like she does the local police officer stuff.
God, only Ruth.
So, and then she tells me, and she goes, "You know what sucks is that I lent him money and he owes me $30." And I'm like, "This guy's been robbing banks and
You're,
he owes
hey,
you
be
$30."
grateful. Yeah, be grateful that he didn't just
So here's the
hold you up for the
story.
$30. I don't think she's getting it back.
No, I don't think he's getting out of jail for the rest of his life.
No, I
So,
think she gave him that $30.
okay, ready? So he worked for the post office by the airport here, and he embezzled $210,000, something like that, a significant amount of
Wow.
money. And he was busted, and he went to federal prison for a year, and then he had to make restitution.
So he was robbing banks to pay off the embezzlement?
Yes.
I
And apparently he had a little bit of a gambling problem. Hold on one second. I'm going to actually go to this. Here we go.
That is hilarious. So he was thinking, you know what? I'll pay you back. Sure, I'll pay you back. Hang on. How much you need? Okay,
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll be right back.
I'm sorry. It wasn't 210,000. It was $120,000 that he stole from the post office. He served time in federal prison and has been paying off the amount ordered for restitution, rather, excuse me, which was down to the balance of about $80,000 because he's been robbing banks to pay the post office back.
You know what? You got to give it to him. At least he's resourceful.
Well, I mean, seriously, that's robbing Peter to pay Paul if I've ever heard it.
Yeah,
So
seriously. So wait. Okay, go ahead.
now he's in jail, but she's like all a flutter because she's known this man for all these years and he's a criminal.
All a flutter. So wait, he had the pen wrapped up in the
Like
whatever
a
to make
scarf
it.
or whatever,
So how did he not get his ass shot? I mean, that's pretty
They tasered him.
stupid.
Isn't that dumb? They tasered him, I guess.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah.
That is crazy. But
Okay,
you know
so
what? My dude and I used to a long time ago. That's how we met. We met because we were tour guides at Universal Studios, and there was a guy that we worked with that we found out way later. Did I tell you about this on the podcast? I can't remember. There was a guy that we worked with that we found out way later was robbing banks. And
No, I don't
he
think he
was
did.
like in California anyway. I mean, I think he was like on the top 10 FBI's most wanted or something because he had gotten away with robbing a lot of banks. And he didn't, he felt like, because he's since out. I think he's out of prison now. He's out of prison now because I saw him, we saw him at the tour guide reunion
Oh,
five
that's
years
great.
ago.
That's so great.
And he's just a total slime ball though. But he was hitting on my girlfriend and he's married and he had a baby on the way.
Great guy.
But the thing about that was he had no remorse whatsoever for it because he had talked to a friend of mine about it. He, a friend of mine who works in the industry and works in development, and he wanted to sell his story. And my friend had said, you know, I'm not interested. And it's not that it's not an interesting story, but I'm not interested because there's no story there. Where's the redemption? Where's the turn? Where's
Right.
the, like, the story doesn't go anywhere. It's just about a guy who's a cheese ball who felt entitled because he truly felt like, well, it's not their money. Their money's insured. It's the bank's money. And he never used a
Ugh.
weapon. He never used a weapon, so he felt like it's not like anyone was going to get hurt. And yet you go, right, but they didn't know that. So what about the bank teller who thought that you could have killed her at any minute? She
Right.
didn't know you didn't have a weapon. So I mean, the guy was just a total scumbag. But he ended up getting caught because he picked this bank to rob. He got away with it for a really long time, but apparently he picked this bank to rob. And right across the street, there was some construction.
Yeah.
And what he didn't realize that what was behind the scaffolding and the construction was a police department.
Oh.
So he got his ass caught.
Good.
Yeah, but it's crazy. It's crazy.
Well,
So
and I, you
we
know,
both know
I
bank robbers.
well, yeah. Hello. But see, this is not our first foray. This is not my first foray with criminals, and
No?
especially where Ruth is involved.
Oh, Ruth likes to hang with the criminal element, does she?
I'll tell you the first story. The
Okay.
first th we call this the escaped convict story. So I lived when we when I was growing up, I lived on a house that was on like an acre of land set back from the street, and around us was 40 acres of farm fields, soybeans at the time. And my mom would work, and we would the lady across the street in the neighborhood would babysit us. Or my aunt would, who was, still a teenager at the time, would babysit us. And my mom worked in the city, and we were driving home. So my mom was not there yet, but my aunt, I think it was my aunt. No. Anyway, my aunt was trying to get in the house because she we had to use the bathroom. So she broke in a window to get into the house to go to the bathroom. And I know that my uncle was there too. My uncle is 8 years older than me, and my aunt is 12 years older than me. So relatively speaking, they were in high school and whatnot. And I have an older brother and a younger sister. And so we were waiting for our mom to get home. And all we see is helicopters over our house. There's no one else in the on our side of the street,
Oh.
except like maybe half a mile down, because we are surrounded by 40 acres. So there's some folks maybe a quarter of a mile down the road on our side of the street. But otherwise it's just neighbor it's there's a neighborhood across the street. So, we're playing in our house and we're in the backyard and we're seeing these helicopters over. Now, in our backyard was an airplane hangar. Before they put up the high tension wires, the guy who owned it used to fly a little plane in and out of the property. So there was this airplane hangar with all kinds of garbage and stuff in it. But so we were out in the back playing and waving at the helicopter because we thought it was like for the local news for the traffic report and stuff. And my mom gets home and all of a sudden we're, noticing that there's stuff going on. There's police cars and plain marked cars all in front of our house, like all at the end of the driveway, which, like I said, is, like a good half a city block away. And all of a sudden, these two motorcycles come down and some cop cars. And we're like, what's going on? And they said, there are two escaped convicts from the local prison, which isn't very local. And they've said to have been in the town that we live in. And they hotwired a car by the police department. No, I'm sorry. They found a car that they had in the town. They believe that they could be in our prop on our property. This is kind of the general direction, so where they were. So now, we couldn't leave our house. We couldn't go anywhere. They have the whole house surrounded. All of the neighbors that live in the neighborhood are like lined up the street. My mom is scared to death. She's a single parent.
Yeah, but that's like a movie. Then did you befriend them and did they teach you how to make soup?
We, you know what? We actually made sock dolls and we sewed buttons on them, and they taught me how to make a shank.
And then they taught you to dance, and you guys had like you danced in the living room
Yeah, it
with
was before,
candlelight.
right? They were they showed us how to square dance, and they showed us how to do break dance moves
In the hangar.
in the hairpin hanger, and then it was like in Flashdance when he's like going the gymnastic thing around the pole. It was awesome. It was so fun. It was like my favorite 48 hours with the escape convicts.
They weren't
No.
really like bad convicts. It was like one of them was probably euthanasia and the other one was, I mean they were convicts with a heart of gold, right?
Sure. So
Sure.
finally, they let my aunt and uncle go home because my grandmother is flipping out. These kids, I don't care if they're convicts there or not. I want my kids home right now. So they let my aunt and uncle go home. And then they told my mom that they would have someone like they, be outside of our house, like patrolling. And because my mom didn't want to leave, she didn't want to leave the house. They never found the guys after like hours. We're talking 6 hours. So this is like 10 o'clock at night now. I mean, we're freaked out completely. Like, yeah, go to bed and get up for school the next morning. So it's like 10, 10:30, and my mom sees a flashlight in back by the airplane hangar towards the house. And there are no police protecting us at our home at this time. And I remember all three of us, my brother, my sister, and I, huddling against my mother by where the phone was in the house in the corner. And she called the police, and they're like, get out of the house, go find someplace else to stay. So we ended up spending, like, I think it was almost a week with the neighbor because now they wouldn't let us go back until they had the all clear.
They
So
didn't
here's.
just drive to the house and catch them.
No, they didn't. They didn't just drive to the house and catch them, they couldn't find them. They didn't know where they went.
But
There's
you guys
40.
found them and you were like an 8-year-old and your mom. It was
We
Ruth.
all we saw was a
Ruth found
flashlight.
them.
All we saw was a flashlight. We don't know, like, it could have been a cop. It could have been, I mean, we're talking, it wasn't just the police. It was like the FBI. It was like every agency was
Oh,
in
so you
front of our
think maybe it
house.
was like a stray FBI guy looking through the
Who?
airport
I
hangar?
don't have, we have no idea, but there was no communication. And my mom was friends with one of the local mayors, and he couldn't even get her information as to what was going on. So here we are, like, totally displaced. And thank God the neighbors kept us. Only to come to find out that while all the police and the FBI were at our house, they had hotwired a car outside the police department and were long gone. And they eventually caught them, but they weren't anywhere near our house. And we spent like a
No.
week at a neighbor's house, scared to death. That's
poor,
convict story
poor
number
Ruth. There's
one.
more?
Well, there's a different one.
God.
So, my mom was single, so she was dating.
She really
And
does attract a criminal element, doesn't she?
well, here we go. So she's dating this guy that we called Birdman, and he said he was a medical doctor.
Yeah,
He was a
but that nickname sounds like a criminal. The
well, there you
Birdman.
go.
Ruth and the Birdman.
Yeah. So she was dating this guy, and he would import birds, like cockatiels and
Hence
like
the
birds.
name.
Hence the nickname Birdman. And I thought he was a weird fuck to begin with. I'll be really honest. My sister and I were
Anyone who
little.
imports birds has got to be a little off. Come on.
And we went to his apartment, and he opens a suitcase, and there's a huge boa constrictor like wrapped in it. It's like in those one of those really big suitcases. And I'm just like, okay. And then, like, my mom's
And your
so
mom was
nice,
dating
right?
this guy?
Yeah, she was dating him. And my mom's so
Oh,
nice. He
God.
says to her,
Ruth, come on.
yeah, I got this one of my partners from Thailand who I import the birds from. And we went to his, like, his warehouse where he had the animals and quarantine, like he said, quarantine and all this stuff. And he goes, I got this girl. She's coming over to visit the United States. Can she stay with you? And my mom's like, okay. And her name was Doom. And she was probably like 18. And she had never seen snow. And it was the winter. And she was so sweet. And she was so nice. And my mom's dating this guy. And he was just creepy as fuck. I didn't like him. My sister didn't
Wait,
like him.
so she's dating a guy named the Birdman who's has a friend named Doom?
Her name was Doom. She was Thai.
Great. So Birdman and Doom,
Right.
those
So,
don't even remotely sound like criminals.
well, I don't even remember what this guy's real name was. We just called him Birdman. I don't think anyone else called him Birdman. We
Birdman
did.
and Doom. It's literally like a bad horror movie from the 80s.
Right. No, and I was 11. I was in 5th grade. So So we're at the local JCPenney because Doom needs a coat because it's snowing and she's got nothing. And my mom is noticing that we're being followed in the JCPenney. Like it's, and she at first, she just said she thought it was the security for the JCPenney, like for some reason
Because
following
they
us.
weren't used to seeing
A Thai
a
woman who we've
Thai
never
woman
seen.
walking around the Walmart in the middle of nowhere.
JCPenney, Walmart didn't exist then.
J.C. Penney, sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, no, she had no coats. We had to get her a coat. And so like a couple of days later, this woman knocks on our door. Now this is the same house setback. And she comes in and asks to speak to my mom. She happens to be an FBI agent. And we had been under surveillance for weeks because Birdman was a bird smuggler. And I think drugs as well, like
Oh, Jesus.
something they had had a tap on our phone for weeks as well. When you look back, you're like, you could hear the clicking and stuff. And of course I'm 11 and I'm so indignant. I'm like, oh my God, I was talking to the guy that I really like, and we were talking about going to the roller rink, and they heard everything, Mom. They heard everything. Like they could care. They probably like heard me going, hey, do you want to go to the roller rink? He's like, yeah, let's go to the roller rink. Should my mom pick you up? And the FBI is probably like, click. You know what I mean? They're like, okay, we don't need to hear this. But it was so creepy. They ended
So
up arresting this.
they thought Ruth was some sort of criminal mastermind.
They weren't sure if she was part of it or if she was just a rube. And she was the later. She was a rube. This
Ruth
guy,
the Rube.
she had been taken by this guy. I hope for her that the sex was really good because I
Oh my
cannot explain
God.
any other reason why she would be with this little short fuck asshole of a guy.
So at some point, did the family have some sort of an intervention to say, Ruth, we need to talk to you about why it is that you're drawn to people who are clearly criminals?
No, but thankfully she didn't have to break up with him because he was going to, like she didn't have to do the whole like, listen, Birdman, I
Is it
really
so? I
I don't
think
think I can
it's
see you.
yeah, I think it's probably a given, and it's just an understood right now that you and I are done. Should we? Do
Maybe
we
we
need
should,
to? We don't
yeah.
even need to. We don't need to verbalize it, do we? We should just assume that we're
She
done.
didn't have to because he'd gotten arrested, so there really was
Someday he's gonna
no.
get out, and it's gonna be like, Ruth, you waited for me, right?
Do you still have the bird I left
Do you
you?
still have
No.
the bird? You said
But he was like,
what
because
was
he
your
was.
first clue? I think it was the boa constrictor filled with crack balloons.
Right. He wasn't eating rats. He was shitting
He
out
was
balloons.
shitting out balloons.
It again, he was just like, it was so, yeah. So clearly, and I said to my mom the other day when we were talking about the bank robber, I'm like, do you know, Mom, if DCFS was like half as good as they are now, we would have been taken away from you.
Yes.
That you know what I mean? Like they
Yes.
would be like, what are you doing? He was smuggling in birds that were like on the endangered species list and extinct. Like they weren't extinct, but they were on the endangered species list. I
So
mean, he was not a good guy.
your mom didn't go, "Wow, that is a cool bald eagle. Where'd you get it?"
Look at that California condor.
Gur, come here, you guys. You want to pet it? Pet, let's pet it.
Oh, the feathers are falling out. It looks like it's gonna die now. Oh, that's too bad.
That's a
There's
shame.
only four of them left in the
We
whole
had the
world.
last, yeah, we had the last one in our house. Isn't that great? That was so
Yeah.
fun.
So yeah, maybe I get my great dating history example from my mother.
Yeah, I don't know.
Needless to say, yeah, I'm like, they would have, DCFS could have totally taken us away. But they didn't because the lady, literally, my mom is so nice and then so naive at the same time that FBI agent talked to my mom in our house for like an hour. And my mom's like making her cookies. You know what I mean? Like, my mom's like, can I get you something to eat? Whatever. This woman was like, my mom was completely off the list. Completely off the plus, they've been listening to our phone conversations and following us. So they knew that that she was a rube and she had absolutely no idea what she was into.
Your mom had sex with a felon.
Ugh. This guy was awful. Anyway, so that's like Ruth and the convicts and all the.
It funny though that now that we're the age that we can remember our moms being, our parents being, like I have memories of, doing stuff and going, "Oh, wait a minute. My mom was about that. My mom was actually younger than I am now, when we did certain things or when our family went through certain things, and I just think to myself, shit, that's just crazy to me now, because I think about the choices that I make when it comes to the kids, and I don't know, I can't even wrap my brain around that.
Well, and honestly, I've always said this. I think that my mom did the best job that she could, given the fact, of her circumstances and her life experience. My mom was 24 years old when she had me. I mean, I can't even imagine that.
Oh
But
no, I don't judge. That's why I'm saying I look at it now and I just think I'm sure there's probably plenty of boneheaded choices and shit that I make that because and I don't know. It's a miracle to me that they don't have some sort of a parenting card and that I managed to get away with having a child
Well, and
without
I have
anyone
to say this,
questioning it.
now that I actually brought this story up, she better dare not say anything to me about my dating choices. Like,
She
she's
gets
got,
nothing. She gets no say
you know what
whatsoever.
I'm going to do
Just
next?
go,
If next
Mom,
time she,
I have one, possibly two, maybe even a hyphenate word for you, a
Birdman.
Birdman.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, I'm going to look at you and be like, Ruth, Birdman.
Birdman.
And then I'm just going to go. That's all I got to say.
Birdman. And then you drop the
All
mic and you walk out.
Scene. So
And scene.
lights down. So that's what's been going on.
Shit.
Hey, so this Thursday I am going to be guesting on another friend's podcast,
Whose?
but it's my friend Abigail Noel, and she is a don't know how to describe it, like an intuitive healer. So I'll be showing my other groovy side, but I'm going to be a guest on her show,
What's her show called?
The Intuitive Heart,
The
I
Intuitive
believe.
Heart. That's what her podcast is called.
I believe that's, I mean, that's a good question. I should probably know since I'm telling everybody about it. But it's all like groovy stuff. That's the other side of my personality, my
Your new
love,
agey,
love,
crunchy
love.
granola,
Because I'm a hippie at heart.
patchouli side.
I am. So I like patchouli, actually. I know a lot of people don't. I don't wear it a lot because a lot of people can't stand it.
You shave your armpits, though, right?
I waxed. Ooh. Speaking of, guess
What?
what I just got?
What?
Yes, it's called Intuitive Heart Radio.
Oh,
That's what
okay,
it's called.
Intuitive Heart Radio.
And
Okay.
I'll post something
Okay.
when we do it.
I'm
In
writing it
any
down.
case, guess what I, speaking of armpits and hair,
What?
I just got a Groupon for laser hair removal, which brings us to another topic too.
Okay, yeah, here's the thing about the Groupons that I get confused by, because for a while I was following Groupons, but I was one of those lurkers that was always afraid to buy one because a lot of them had, you have to really read the fine print because some of them, it was like, when I was doing cardio bar, buy, 12 sessions for super fucking cheap. And then when I almost bought them and then I thought, oh shit, you have to read the fine print where it says for new customers only. And I go, okay, well, that's not me. Or then so I would get really close a couple of times to buying something and I would read the fine print and I would get completely turned off because it would say, laser hair removals. Because I thought about, there were tons of laser hair removal Groupons. I feel like there's tons of
Right.
them. And I came close to buying, I think I came close to trying it once, but the one that I, when I, again, when I looked at the fine print, it was like only on a Tuesday at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I
So
haven't had
I
that experience where
didn't,
it's been so
I've
recent.
been
I mean, my hair
afraid.
today, I just got my hair cut and colored.
Yeah, it looks good. I like, yeah, but
Groupon.
I go to the same gal though. Was it a Groupon for the salon that you
No,
normally go
no, no.
to?
I like switch it up. Like I didn't, I went to the last woman that I went to was a Groupon thing, and I went to her a couple times, and then when I saw the mouse running through the salon, I kind of went, and I had to tell her about it. I kind of went, maybe I'll go to a new place. So I went to a new place today because I also whatever, and that was good. And then, I also bought some intimate apparel. I had
On
a Groupon
Groupon?
shopping. Yeah, I had a
What
Groupon
kind of
shopping spree
intimate
last week.
apparel that had a Groupon?
Cheeky panties.
Cheeky panties? What are cheeky panties?
Where your butt cheeks show. So it's not quite a thong, but it's not full coverage of your butt.
Oh yeah, I have some of those. The little boy shorts,
Yeah.
but they're kind of shorty shorty in the back.
Yeah, I just.
Those are good for pole dancing, by the way.
Well, I was thinking of that as I, so I actually just got them. So I'm gonna have to try them on and see how they look.
What was the Groupon deal?
5 pairs for $25.
Huh.
Yeah, it was cute.
I
And
just, I
then.
don't know. I'm a Groupon lurker, but I'm afraid. And now I've cut myself off because I'm not allowed to shop right now anyway. I don't have any
Well,
money to
I don't,
shop. And
and I don't
Christmas
shop.
is coming and boo, blah,
I do it,
whatever.
yeah, I do it for stuff that I need. Not that I needed cheeky underpants, but that was more of an impulse buy. But I didn't need a haircut, and I've been waxing my armpits forever and a day. And I just, since there's another subject topic that we'll get into in just a minute, but as a result of that conversation, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm gonna. Hi, Mo.
Katie
Oh,
Cat.
he's been
Yeah,
so
pussy,
obnoxious
pussy.
lately. So I got a Groupon for laser hair removal for a small area, which is the armpit. So
How
I will let you know how
much?
that goes.
How much
Only
was it?
$139.
How much is it normally?
$1,000 some dollars and six treatments.
Oh, you know why? That's the reason why I didn't get laser. Why I didn't get the Groupon for the laser, because it was, first of all, I don't think it's regularly 1,000. That
According to what I
the Groupons
said on
were
the
always the Groupons were always cheap, but for the laser hair, it was like, $60 for three sessions. But to be able to actually work or to get the whole area, you need eight sessions. And you go, okay, well,
Right.
how much are eight? So it just kind of seemed like the hook. They get you hooked, but you have to buy more to actually complete the laser hair removal. Otherwise, your Groupon gets you like a half a armpit, and then you have like monkey hair coming out the bottom and nothing on the top of your
Well,
armpit.
and I did my, well, I didn't, because I'm smart. I did my research before I bought the Groupon, and I looked up to see how many sessions it takes for a full hair removal, and six sessions is about what it takes. And I also have
For
really
one
fine
armpit or
hair.
for both?
Both. They're not going to do one armpit.
Yeah, because they do one and then go, okay, honey, that'll be $1,000 if you want us to do the other one. Read the fine print on your Groupon.
No, it's a small area. I said under arms. It didn't say under arm. That
We hope
would
not.
be like doing half your vag.
We hope not.
That would be like, okay, we're only going to do the left side of your labia. Everything else you have to come back and spend $1,000 for.
You have vag mohawk. No, because
Okay, but
my girlfriend did the laser hair removal on her vag, and I think she did it on her legs. She did the whole thing. This was way back when laser hair removal was first popular, and it was really expensive. And she got hooked up with this doctor that was, gonna do hers for, I think, for free or for really cheap at first, so he could use her as an example or like whatever. And then she ended up spending all this money. Because she had to do all the sessions to do everything, and because she got addicted to it, and she spent all this money to do everything, and it grew back in like a year and a half. It only lasted for a year. And that I thought that shit was supposed to be permanent.
It is. Well, it is now. It is permanent. Which
Yeah,
leads
this was
me
probably
to
like 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
this conversation that I had with my girlfriend, because we were talking about laser hair removal, and she said, yeah, my daughter had laser hair removal on her vulva. And I'm like, so
What?
she had all of her pubes taken off completely forever.
I'm
She's
sure.
bald.
I think you still have to do touch-ups. Really? Bald, huh?
Completely, and she's 23. And I was like, what? I was completely aghast. And I'm like, first of all, the thought of like having that instrument that's hot and burning down there was really an unpleasant thought. But
Did they do the undercarriage too? Like where the little soft, tufty fur on either
taint,
side?
I got, no, they're gonna stop there and be like, nope, we only do up to here and here. No, so she's
Well, if she's
completely.
not super furry and it's just like a little peach fuzz, then maybe she would have left it.
That would be like having a mustache.
It would be a soul patch, actually, if you thought about it. It would be a soul
Okay, wait,
patch.
and now I digress because I talk, because then what I did is I was just confounded by the fact that my girlfriend went on to say that her 16-year-old daughter carries a razor in her purse, and that she and their girlfriends, like all the girls want to be bald.
Why does
And
she
then,
carry a razor in her purse?
so that if she was out or thought that she was going to get busy with her boyfriend or whatever, she would just, have a couple swipes if there were a few stray hairs. I'm not kidding, like craziness.
Okay, first of all, that's really high maintenance. And second of all, seriously, like after you've been dating the person for a little while, they can't handle a few stray hairs.
So I did a study. I did another one of my studies where I called people of all ages from 19, 18 to people in their 40s. And I'm like, what's going on? First of all, I talked to the question was
What's the question on the table?
the question on the table for this week's poll is, do you prefer the woman that you're with to have normal bush, closely maintained bush, some sort of hair removal or complete hair removal. So
What's the nat
most,
what's the consensus?
the consensus was, well, they're really kind of, it was kind of all over the place. The people that were older than 20, that were 28 and older, were like, the guys were good with some hair. Some guys actually liked regular bush, just whatever you got is
Full
good for
70s
me.
bush, really? That
Well, I think it
surprises
depends
me.
on the person because even at my, even if I don't do anything, I'm never full, I'm never 70s bush. That's just not how I grow.
It's just not how I roll.
It's just not what manifests there. But so that was kind of interesting. And what I found with people that were in their 30s was that a bald vagina would be, was kind of like looking at a 12-year-old girl's vagina, and it was kind of creepy and gross.
I've tried bald and I only a couple of times, and I was a little disturbing. Even if I just do a little soul patch there, I feel like at least it looks a little more normal to me. There's something a little weird about the bald.
Yeah, because I want to be, you're with a woman, you're not with a girl. Like, I have a woman vagina. I don't have a girl
Well, and I
vagina.
don't, I joke around about that. Like, oh my God, that's so pervy that, your guy wants a 12-year-old vagina. I don't care. I mean, I joke around about it, but I get it. I get why a guy would like it to be all smooth and nice down there. But, hi, have you ever gone bald and then a couple of days later, how's that feel?
Well, I think that's why this girl got the laser hair removal. So
No
I
bueno.
found.
It feels no bueno. It's like have especially when you have sex, it's like little tiny needles poking you in the vagina. Because it's so the razor burn on my side, it's awful and it's very distracting.
I no thanks, but and itchy and everything.
And it's
So I.
itchy and yeah, even having a little bit of hair that it keeps all of that shit from
Right.
happening.
Yeah, because I maintain. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, we talked
So,
about your pie-shaped bush already in a different
right.
episode.
Yes, we did. I have bush. So I talked to a one woman who was 18, and she's like, yeah. You know, I've had a guy comment on it, and I basically told him that if that was what he wanted was bald, then he was with the wrong person. And I was like, yes. And I love this girl anyway. I'm like, yes, you're awesome. And then I talked to a guy who was 19, and he said, if he goes, he, it doesn't, he, it doesn't, it's not really a big deal, but if he had his preference, he would prefer bald. And I said, why? And he's like, I go, is it kind of like the neat thing? And he's like, yeah, it's kind of that. And I said, okay, do you maintain your area? And are you bald? And he goes, no. So he says, no, I'm not bald. And I'm like, okay, but so your generation is supposed to be like all equal and stuff, right? Like
Such
you
a
guys,
hypocrite. How old is this guy?
19. It's
Oh, yeah. See, if you talk to older guys, did you talk to older guys? Because I'll bet all the older guys you talk to shave.
yeah, oh yeah, but not
All the older
completely.
guys shave.
Not completely, though.
A lot
They'll
of
leave
guys
some.
like to be, a lot of guys like, I mean, in my experience, guys like to either have a teeny bit or be bald. And you know why? Because it makes their dicks look bigger.
Well, and also too, if you, but see, that's also the growing on that is awful. 'Cause if you've ever been with someone who's got like hair growing back in on their scrot and stuff, or what, and you're having sex with them, you could get like the worst rat, like just the
I
raw
have not,
rubbing.
I've never had that experience.
Oh
I've
my
never had that experience. And
God.
I've had plenty, and I've been with plenty. I've been with plenty of guys. No, I've been with guys who've shaved, and I've never had that experience where I've had like razor burn on my cooter.
Well, so I was with a guy who shaved, but it was in like the little grow back period. So it was like a regular beard. It was like scratchy and shit. And I'm like, okay, seriously, this is getting raw.
Yeah.
So you either have to completely, constantly keep no hair, or we have to give it a little time for some grow back because that hurt.
Did
And no, thank you.
you school the 19-year-old and say, don't be a selfish prick?
What? No, what I said? No, because he wasn't. Because he and he's not. I said, so wait. So your generation's all about like. Everyone's cool and it's like free to be you and me and equal. And I go, so you want the girl to have no hair, but you don't have any hair? I go, isn't that kind of sexist? And he goes, yeah, that is. And I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah,
And
because
I
you
go,
want her to be nice and groomed, but you're not going to groom for her.
well, he does groom, but not to the same extent, right?
That would make him a misogynistic pig.
Well, if it was somebody that actually thought was, I just think it was not that. I think it was a misinformed and
Well,
didn't think about it from both sides. But it's like,
again,
that's a really good point.
here's our secret backdoor PSA.
Yes.
It always manages. We manages to stumble across it. We
If
manage
it
to stumble
does.
across it. I can
Right. So
speak.
we're saying if you want your girl to be bald, you better be willing to be bald yourself.
Fuck to the yeah.
So, because I asked another guy this too, and I'm like, well,
But
he goes, well, I
again,
like.
I don't think it's as big of a sacrifice for the guy to shave everything as it is for the girl, because girls, the grow back is, even a little bit of growth is super itchy, and which I'm sure it is for the guy too.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
But you got all sorts of other things happen. We got a lot more internal stuff happening down there, and I don't know. It just seems like my guy never complains about any sort of itching or grow back, and yet I have, there's way too much stuff going on down there. Can I tell you that I have, even though it's been hot here and we haven't really had very much like true fall weather, I fired up my slow cooker today and oh my God, it's starting to smell so good. I love that smell when you're just kind of doing something around the house and all of a sudden you go, wait, what?
Yeah,
Oh my
it's
God,
good.
my dinner. That's my dinner. It's almost ready. Smells so fucking good.
So then conversely, I asked one of the guys who was a little bit older than the 19-year-old, and I said, "So what about you?" And he's like, "Well, yeah, I maintain." He goes, "But in the beginning of a relationship, you're all about that. And then once you get into the relationship, then you're not as meticulous." And I go,
I
"Yeah."
still shave on a regular basis.
Yeah, and
I do
I
not like
also,
being nappy.
yeah, but that's for my personal, that's from because of how I feel about my personal hygiene that I don't need to be sleeping with someone to like maintain.
No.
Which so then it brings me to the story of this girlfriend that I was talking to, and she goes, "I have a pudgy pussy." And I go, "Come again?"
What?
She says, "I have a pudgy pussy." And I go, "What is that?" She goes, "I don't know. It's just like my pussy is pudgy. It's like it's oh, it doesn't matter what weight I am. It's always like there's always like a little meat around the curtains." And I go, "Okay." And she goes,
Underneath, like is she drapey?
no, Leah, like
Is she
maybe just,
drapey?
I don't think she, no, but the drapey would have to be the inner labia coming out, but the outer labia, I didn't think it's like, so she says, "I have to be careful what kind of gym shorts I use because no matter what, it would always look like I have camel toe." She goes, "However, having a pudgy pussy is really good when you're having sex because you're never getting nailed. Like if someone's pounding you don't get it,
You
you
have
don't feel it
extra
as hard.
cushion.
You got,
It's like a bouncy. It's like a bounce house. She has her own
yeah.
bounce house pussy.
Yeah, exactly. And then she says, and it also makes riding a bike easier because it's not her pubic bone's not hitting the seat of the bike. So she goes, so it has a, well, I don't know, but she said it has some merit. She goes, however, so she goes, so one time I had, like a little soul patch done. She goes, it was the first time that I was really going for it, that I was really gonna do it. And she goes, and all it looked like to me was that my pussy was frowning and it had a Hitler mustache. And I
That
was like,
looked, so I was just gonna
she.
say, she is not the one who should be getting a little soul patch. No. Because yeah, you gotta at
She
least
said
have a
it's
little like
so sad. She goes, it looked like I was frowning and I had a fucking Hitler mustache. And I just couldn't stop
like sad kitty with
laughing.
the little with the like one of those cats that has those faces that just have all the wrinkles and like yes, oh my God, that had to have looked awful. That's the thing about the naked pussy is I look at it, is sometimes you just kind of look at it and go, it just doesn't look right. Like I don't even like looking at that in the mirror. It looks weird to me. It looks foreign, like someone else's vagina. I can't even imagine. Yeah, pudgy pussy is one thing to have to deal with, but to have a naked pudgy pussy, no, a Hitler pussy.
Yeah, with like a little soul patch, and it just looks angry. You know what I mean? It just looks angry. So in any case, so that was kind of there was a study that was done which was intriguing about this, a sociological standpoint of what kind is the deal with grooming. And what they found out is women under like 24 doing this bald thing, but most women like 25 and older, up to 25 to 50, are at least removing some sort of hair on a regular basis. And then women over 50, apparently, not so much. Like, it's not a,
They don't care anymore. They just don't care.
apparently, they just don't care. But any, so that was kind of our interesting little thing. But going back to my girlfriend now, her daughter, She's never going to have a pubic hair for the rest of her life. And I don't, when what's going to happen? It's like people who get tattoos. I think tattoos are beautiful, but when you're like 57 and you have bat wings, that like beautiful artwork that you had done at 23 looks like hell. It's
Yeah, but you
all.
know what? The thing about it is if even if the trends change, first of all, I highly doubt the trend is going to be for big bushy hair coming out the side of your bathing suit. So I get that, but
Okay,
she must like what that looks like because honestly, no guy is going to go down on her and go, "What? You're
what is she gonna put
bald?
a wait? Is she gonna put a
Gross."
weave? What if the trend goes back that there should be some sort of hair?
No.
She gonna do a weave?
She'll do a merkin. No, it's not like she it's not like she would it's not like a guy is ever going to go down on her and say, "That is disgusting. I cannot believe you're bald down there." You know, the guys in her life will probably always love it. They're always going to love it that it's, you know,
Well, and
slippery
she's
and
beautiful
slidey.
too, by the way. I mean, this girl is beautiful.
It really is personal preference. So if she just cannot ever stand having hair down there, then it doesn't really matter. She'll be an 80-year-old bald, pudgy pussied chick. I mean, you know.
Well, all I can tell you is I'm not going down on her because I think bald. I don't, in this instance, I don't think bald is
I'm
beautiful.
pretty sure that that was probably never really going to happen anyway. So I think she's
It
okay.
never was going
I
to
think
happen, but
she's
damn it,
okay
I'm
with
making
it.
a point. I'm making a point. And I haven't actually had a chance to talk to her about it. Because I don't, I
Notice
mean,
how
that
you
like,
talked about going down on her, and now all of a sudden you're putting chapstick on.
which is very phallic.
Subliminal suggestion, maybe?
Very phallic. So apparently, I do prefer penises over vaginas.
Freud would have something to say about that.
And it's minty fresh.
Okay, listen. We gotta go. I
Well,
have.
now everyone can think about how they prefer to have their pubic hair arranged.
Yeah, there you go. Post pictures. No, don't really do that. Facebook won't allow it.
Don't pull
But
pictures.
yeah, Double Bubble with Gherkin Keek on Facebook and
Yep.
Double Bubble Podcast at gmail.com if you want to send us any emails or anything.
Please do. Thanks, all 67 of you for
Yeah,
listening.
fuck yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm
welcome to
super
the
excited
show.
about it. Now when I fight with my dude, I can say, "You know what? I'm going to tell all 67 of my listeners what you've done."
Exactly. Instead of all 36,
Instead of all 36.
we're moving
So,
up.
willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Thanks for
She
listening.
said, hey, and don't forget to visit the handcuffs, www.thehandcuffs.com. I know they just played in Nashville and had a great show.
Wow, sweet. Good for
Yeah,
them. We
the
love them.
first time they were
They
in.
have our fantastic theme music, which we are so grateful of. I am in love with our theme music.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so you can only imagine what shit's gonna come flying out of my mouth next week.
Hopefully not literally.
Not
But
literally.
the rest of you go forth, have a fantastic week, and it is Veterans Day. By the time you guys listen to this, it is the
Okay,
week of
we'll have
Veterans
passed.
Day. Yeah, we'll
Oh,
have passed. No.
no. Actually, because this
Veterans
goes
Day
up,
is
goes up
Tuesday.
tomorrow.
Yeah, so go forth and honor our veterans, even if you just go up to one and say, "Thank you. I appreciate the
Yes.
life that you have allowed me to have."
And the freedoms that you've fought for us to keep.
My
So,
dad was a vet. I love him dearly. He served in Vietnam.
well, thank you to your father.
Yeah.
My dad avoided going to Vietnam.
Business is
So,
business, baby. Business is business.
Elmer had other things to do.
Elmer had porn to watch.
Exactly. All right. Hey, we love you guys. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I need someone who's clean with a dirty mind.